listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watched the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertained. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, hey, babies, you just turned your crank to another edition of Bootleg Craig's Pirate Patreon Radio. It's the only podcast that steals paywalled content from Hello from the Magic Tavern and sets it free for all the cheapskates to enjoy. I'm gonna stay on the air until the FCC finds my roving space van, but just in case they finally catch me, why not head over to patreon.com/magictavern? Joining gets you all the solid gold content your ears can handle and helps support the show. More on that later, but for now, enjoy this exclusive transmission featuring Arnie Chut and Usador reading messages from the Patreon mailbag.
Guys, are you ready to dig into these questions?
I am always prepared to answer any question that is posed to me, for I am a fount of knowledge unlike any the world has e'er seen.
Yeah, we got this big bag of mail. From the patrons. Should I crawl inside and maybe, kind of, you know, ferret out a letter?
Sure. Do you
have Could you just badger it out instead?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I guess so.
Nice. Usador, he just loves to crawl into bags. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that. That's why I have a couple bags hanging around most of the time. Just, you know, for something for Chun to get in.
Even if it's something we can easily just reach into, he's like, no, guys, let me dive in and crawl around in there.
I mean, man, it's probably kind of cozy and fun. I get it.
I don't know. Whee! Dirt all over our stuff.
Whee!
He's so happy, though, it's true.
Just hear the joy in his voice.
I'm in a bag!
Hey, oh, I got one. Here you go. Ah, okay. Oh, okay, I got one here. All right, let me open
Very
this
well.
Up.
Open it. An attempt to stump me, patron.
All right, this is from James Devine. Devine? Devine.
Mm.
James the Divine.
Waking James Devine.
Who would win in a fight to the death between Momo, Flower, Chunt, in mouse form, Tiny Usador, and regular-sized Arnie? And then sort of in parentheses it says, Arnie gets a cardboard weapon of his choice.
Hmm.
Huh.
First of all, James Devine, why are you trying to get us all to fight each other to the death?
Yeah, that's wild.
Who would win?
I'd say Flower.
Probably Flower, but also no one.
Oh, yeah.
No one wins when one of those people dies.
That's true.
Some of our favorites. Well, some of us. Not all of our favorites. Some of our favorites.
Sure.
I hate to say it, but even if he's tiny, Usador does have magical power, so I guess he'd have a good chance of killing all of us if he really tried.
Yeah, I could set a lot of you on fire before you had much of a chance to fight back. Flower, I fear, would like pop up from the ground beneath me, do something. I don't even know what.
Usador, does your sort of magical prowess scale with your size? So when you're smaller, is your magic sort of watered down?
Exact opposite.
Whoa.
Oh, it's concentrated.
Smaller I am, the more magic I punch, man.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So now look, obviously, even if I'm my regular size, I'm definitely not going to be the one that wins. I probably will be the first one to die. But I will say, I will at least do some amount of damage. Mm. I remind everyone, going back to the very beginning of the podcast, I have defeated Flower in the past. The first time I met Flower, I threw her off a cliff and defeated her.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's true.
We thought she was dead for a long time.
That was our first mistake. First and only, maybe. Huh. Only one mistake all these years.
Ah, pretty good.
Crazy.
Pretty good.
Average is great.
Arnie, I do have to ask, just because James Devine asks, says Arnie gets a cardboard weapon of his choice. Arnie, what's your cardboard weapon?
Oh, good question.
Probably one of those boxes that, like, fun-size bags of chips come in.
Unfortunately,
it'd be a variety pack, and it wouldn't be the right. It would be like, why aren't there too few?
So when prompted,
Cool Ranch Doritos and too many barbecue chips in this bag.
So when prompted with the opportunity to have a cardboard weapon of any kind, you chose a box that's already made of cardboard.
And I'd make that choice every time.
Arnie, bizarre. What makes something fun size? Like, is Tiny Isidore fun sized? Is Momo fun sized? What's the difference between small and fun-sized?
Fun size is just an advertising term to trick people into thinking that they should be happy about getting less of something.
Mm. Ooh.
But then also, party size is not big enough for one person. Same with family size.
Okay. Interesting.
Hey, I'm going to pull another letter out of here.
Isidore. Hey, Isidore.
Yep.
Feels like Arnie loves reaching in the bags.
That's why I keep a few around, just so I can keep his arms warm in there.
Look at him, like a pig in shit.
Loves it. He's getting dirt all over it, but I don't even care.
All right, I have one here. And to make it clear, all of these were submitted on our Patreon website, but we did print them out and put them in envelopes and put them in this bag.
Yeah. Yeah, we in no way explained the premise of this episode.
Yes.
Mailbag.
Mailbag.
Mailbag. All right. This one is from Gnomeling, who writes, "Hello, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. If you could go back to talk to yourselves from season one, what would you say to yourselves? Any advice, words of encouragement, or dire warnings? Or would you just hang out, have a double boys' night, and have a nice spiced potato before the embargoes? Don't die."
Holy shit. Double boys' night?
Double boys' night.
Guys, would we... Oh my gosh, this is all happening so fast. Would we signify that by saying boys' night? Or would we say boys' night, night?
Oh, shit.
It's a hard decision.
Because I feel like normally we all just say our own boys' night, and there would be more of us, so it would be more people saying boys' night. But it is not a standard boys' night.
Wait,
it's a double
Arnie,
boys' night.
Arnie, are you presupposing that in double boys' night, we just say boys' night like we always do, but there's two of each of us? Is that what you're saying?
Here's my sacred promise. Sometime in the next year, we will do a double boys' night.
Oh my god, it's happening.
Chunt, hang on. These sacred promises don't amount to shit. You go back and you listen to Marsh Magic. There are sacred promises getting thrown all over the place.
Okay,
Not one has come to fruition yet.
That is probably fair. I also can't even fully remember. One of them is like to have Tom Tom Bomb Bomb, the like cloud in a suit of armor. That one's never happening.
Wait a minute.
This sacred promise of us doing a double boys night, probably on the Patreon feed, but maybe on the main feed, will happen in the next year. Ooh. Or I'll forget.
Boys night, but make it a double. I'm so excited. Usur, you want to grab a letter?
Oh, sure. I'll just transform myself into a tiny crab.
But I couldn't ferret one out. Interesting.
Chunt.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that Usador is a piece of shit?
Arnie, I have noticed recently that you like to keep saying chunt.
Chunt. It's very fun to say. Look, if we're going to have a double boys' night,
we got to invite
chunt.
Arnie, Usador, chunt.
Yeah. Okay, what are some... Hey, this one's from Amy S.
Legs are crabs. Crab legs.
Oh, sorry.
Gross.
Got to do it. What are some foonish fashions that you've seen come and go? Who's the most stylish person or wizard or shapeshifter or other type of sentient being in Foon?
Oh boy, what are some fashion trends we've seen? A lot of hats over the eyes. I don't know if that's like purposeful to add mystery, but I have seen a lot of hats kind of pulled down to cover the eyes.
A lot of people running into things too. Not sure if that's related.
No. Shortly before you arrived, Arnie, a trend that went out of fashion was long, thin, sort of rat tail braids. Seems like everyone had them.
Were they in the back?
No, on the side.
Hmm.
One on each side. Sometimes just one, sometimes two.
I would say the most fashionable in all the land is maybe King Louis Vuitton. Just a real snappy dresser. I think he's an elephant. So like just really, you can do a lot with that. Starting with a gray palette, you can like really add pops of color.
What about, I keep hearing about the Gucci Gucci man.
Tom Tom Bomb Bomb, Boys Night Boys Night, Chunt Chunt.
The Gucci Gucci, just, Gucci Man.
The Gucci
it's
Gucci
my
Man.
My sacred promise. All of those four named people will be at the Double Boys Night.
Well, I mean, there are a number of very fashionable people who have appeared on our show. I think Larry Birdman's always impeccably dressed. We don't really talk about it, but, you know.
Yeah, he's very fashionable in a way that's just a little bit gaudy, but not too gaudy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then who else is very fashionable that we know? I would have to say.
Ernie, do you have a cold or something?
No, I'm just trying to think.
Drink water.
You guys are forgetting that's very fashionable in Foon.
Oh, right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Usor, it was right under our nose. Dragons.
Oh, of course. Yes.
They sit on hordes of treasure. They encrust their scales with gems. Dragons.
Bling.
Bling's one of the most fashionable dragons.
Yeah. Have you met Bling the dragon?
I don't think so, no. I've met Tourmaline Dragontine. And I've met that one that was voiced by Bean Dad, but I don't.
Bling is very, very fashion forward. You know, dragons often, while they hoard their treasures, they don't often bedazzle themselves with it and bedeck themselves. But Bling can often be seen flying about, covered in all manner of jewel and necklace, ring, armor. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, has armor specially made. Will melt down the armor of people she's eaten and turn it into a beautiful encrusted chest piece or pauldron, you know. So quite impressive.
The rumor is she has a special weapon. Ooh. A hot glue sword that she uses to put certain gems here and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've also heard a rumor that she bejazzles.
And what's that?
I might be saying that wrong.
Vajazzles?
Vajazzles.
And what's
she
that?
She be bejazzling, that's right.
Cloacles? Cloacles?
Next question.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this is from Streets Ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they meant to say Pizza Head. Streets Ahead. Streets Ahead
Pizza
asks,
Head? Who's Pizza Head?
Arnie, don't say pizza. Have there been requests of Earth Podcast to have Arnie, Chunt, and Usador on as guests? What podcast would be a favorite for everyone? Arnie, have we had any Earth
We've
podcasts?
Had surprisingly few Earth podcasts invite us or have us on. We were on Comedy
But
Bang
certainly
Bang
could ask. We could just ask them and beg to be on them.
Sure, absolutely. This is going to sound made up, but it's true. Planet Money almost had us on.
I heard Podpires just went on Doughboys.
What the fuck?
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
Is that a good one?
It is. Yes.
Oh.
Very popular.
Sorry. And the second part of the question was what podcast would be a favorite for everyone? I mean, I got to be Hand of Goddesses. I got to be honest. It's not an Earth podcast. I want to be on Podpires. I think the three of us would crush it on Podpires.
Well, it's generally vampire content. I don't know. What would we do there? What would we have to offer, Chunt, as non-vampires? They probably try to eat us.
Yeah.
I thought we'd offer like a fresh perspective, but we'd probably just be eaten.
Oh, that's interesting, though.
Look, we should probably, we've been doing this for 10 plus years, we should probably be making more of an effort to go on other people's podcasts to help promote our podcast in Foon and out of Foon. That's just the kind of thing that gets the word out.
Ooh, OPPs, other people's podcasts.
Oh yeah, I'm down with that.
Arnie, you said that you would give your neck and penis to be on Blank Check. Is that still...
I said exactly those words. But yes, that's a podcast I love very much. Get us on. No.
I mean, I don't know. What would be a good fit for someone like Usador the Blue? Maybe Pod Save America? It sounds like they need help. I could go on there with my great magical abilities and solve as many of their problems as possible. Save this. That's where you lived, right? America?
I did.
Or was it Australia?
No.
Or was it Austria? It's one of the A ones.
No, no. I'm not from a Eurovision winner. I am from America.
Okay.
Look, maybe could we get Usador on 16th Minute of Fame? A podcast where they talk about people who had internet fame in the past and they sort of check in on where they are now.
That sounds right.
Arnie, is there a podcast we definitely don't want to be on? Not for any negative reason, but just like we'd be a very bad fit for that.
We don't want to be on a news pod. No, that's not true. Actually, we do want to be on news podcasts. People, this is a major discovery. I'm actually surprised that like The Daily hasn't reached out to us or anything like that.
Or Call Me Daddy.
Why haven't they been calling us Daddy? Even as I was saying that, I was like, yeah, checks out. Makes sense. Look, let me get another question.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Makes sense. Look, let me get another question. I'm loving all these questions. We probably should go through them just a little bit faster so we get through as many as we can.
Okay.
Here's one from Danny Olvera. Howdy, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. I recently moved out of an apartment with roommates to living completely on my own. Bills be going crazy. Was wondering what kind of job you'd suggest for a college dropout living in the DFW Metroplex. Should I just move to Chicago? Arnie and his friend Adel make it sound rad. Thanks for any help. Love the pod. It helped a lot to keep me out of depression spiraling while I DoorDashed for a year in 2022. I think, I can't say this with full confidence. I think DFW is a Dallas-Fort Worth, so it's in Texas, which is a complicated part of Earth.
It's Dallas Fort, and then you have to approximate how much the value is?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. They say it's big. They say it's so big, but it's fine.
And how so complicated? Are there, like, doors that open in nowhere and staircases that you, like, walk up and then you're at the bottom of the staircase?
No, it's just more that there are a lot.
Okay.
It's just that there are a lot. It's a lot of land, and the people themselves are a lot. It's like the Usador of states.
Oh, okay. How interesting.
Now, Arnie, more guns.
Oh.
Arnie, I feel like almost daily you do proclaim that women be shopping. What is Bills Be Going Crazy?
I do say that exactly. Bills Be Going Crazy? Huh. You know, we keep getting word back from my world that things are getting more and more expensive.
That's a good thing, right?
No, well, I mean, I'm no economist, but I imagine it's a painful thing for people if they're used to paying one price for something and they have to pay more for it.
Well, I'm sure employers everywhere will raise wages accordingly.
Arnie, is your friend Abdul looking for you, do you think?
Who?
Adal?
Oh, Adal. Yeah, I have a friend back on Earth named Adal.
Oh, you're saying it wrong.
I'm sure he's tirelessly looking for me. And probably, like, that guy, he won't quit. I'm sure he remembers me and is spending a lot of time looking for me. Now, my friend Matt Young, he's probably dead.
Well, sure. You can't live long with a name like that. They did ask what kind of job they should have, but without knowing more of their resume, it's difficult to say. It sounds like they were helping install doors for a while, but doing it very quickly. Perhaps they should become a carpenter.
Ooh.
Oh, Arnie, didn't you say that one of the most sort of like revered humans was a carpenter? Karen?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Karen Carpenter.
We're supposed to be moving faster. Next question.
Yes. Good luck, buddy. Chicago's kind of expensive, but it is cool. I would say, I bet there are some more mid-sized cities that are cooler than any city in Texas. That's not fair. But find the intersection between it's a little bit more expensive, but also there are cool things to do as much as you can.
And I would say sell stuff. Sounds like stuff's getting more expensive. It only makes sense to sell it.
Everything you own is an investment.
Good idea. Here's the next question from Buff E. Stout. Should I put soup in my butt?
Yes, next question.
No. Chunt, you and I are specially equipped as magical beings from this world to put soup in our butts. And it didn't actually help us defeat the Dark Lord, but it was worth a shot. Now, I don't know if humans from Earth could take it. Ani, you're a test subject. Would you put soup in your butt? To answer this question, see if this person should or should not put soup in their butt. Chunt says yes, Usador says no. Only one way to find out.
I'm going to say no. I only have one butthole. I'm not going to put soup in my butt.
Boring.
Right. Fine, next question. This is from Scribbles. Bird-related question for Usador. That's me. Recently, an elderly crow flew into the back of my head.
Ooh.
What does this mean omen-wise? How fucked am I?
Ooh, good question.
Scribbles, I have terrible news for you. You're the most fucked.
Yeah, the most fucked?
Yeah.
I would say...
Next question.
Just very quickly, just for safety, I would say, like an arrow, if a crow flies into the back of your head, beak first, you can't pull it out because that'll just, tear an artery. You got to push it through.
Yeah.
Just like an arrow.
Yeah, if it's still in there, definitely push it through.
I'm so sorry. We don't want to spend too much time on this question. But Scribbles describes it as an elderly crow flew into the back of...
Probably had little spectacles and a cane or something.
Of their head. Yeah, how do they know it's elderly?
Maybe it gave him one gold for his birthday. Here's a letter from Amazing Michelman. I actually met a dog with two buttholes once, but it turns out it was just an abscessed anal gland. My new favorite pairing of words. Have you guys ever considered T-shirt. That your multiple buttholes are just open infections you haven't gotten checked out? Please see a veterinarian about this one.
Oh, Chunt.
Interesting.
That reminds me. You and I both need to make a veterinarian appointment.
Oh, that's right.
The vet hasn't checked me out in ages.
I know. You still need to be neutered, man.
That's true.
I'm talking about Usador.
Oh, good. Phew.
Let's see. We'll take a little bit of time to set up those veterinary appointments. Chunt, should we just show Arnie and see if he can tell if they're abscessed anal glands?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. What do you think?
Well, I don't really know what an abscessed anal gland looks like, but I do know that everything looks wrong. Everything looks wrong, guys.
Anal gland.
Just touch it.
Touch it.
No, I'm not going to do it. Here, I'll go. I'm going to move on to the next question.
Arnie, you love to root around in bags.
This one is from Alphonsus Armor Man Suit Person. Their question is, Arnie, Usador, and Count. Recount your worst vacation ever. Arnie, Usador, and Count. That's right. I forgot. This is a question for Count, for the Count.
Oh, I don't think the Count is here.
Are my ears burning?
Oh, sorry. I was wrong. Please have a seat.
Ah, yes. Thank you.
Can I get you something to drink, Count?
Blood.
Of course. I'll be right back.
Hey, Count, while you're here, do you mind telling us about your worst vacation?
Yes. My worst vacation was when you were getting sleepy. And I was like, hey, buddy, I thought we were going on vacation, but you kept getting sleepy. And you said, let me sleep for just a bit. And I said, we're going to miss our horse, and we did.
Here's some blood and some ale for the rest of you. Oh, Count, are you trying to put Arnie asleep again?
No, I was just talking about the time he was sleeping.
Oh, yeah, he nods off.
I don't know what it is about my voice that drives him to sleep.
Yeah, I think it's just his age. Honestly, if we're being honest, I don't think it's your voice at all.
Sorry.
Chunt, have you met
sleep
the Count before?
Sleep apnea saved me again.
Oh, well, that's good. Chunt, have you met the Count before?
I think so. I think we've seen each other in passing.
Enchanté.
Yeah, no, Chante.
That's not how Chunt's pronounced.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, you just,
hey, do you guys think you can get me on Podpires?
No.
Well, we don't really. If we had a direct connection there, we'd probably go on ourselves and get eaten. But
Fair enough. I was just on How Did This Get Made?
What?
What?
Yeah, that's for my
really
fifth
big
time.
Podcast on Earth.
Is it?
What movie did you talk about?
We talked about Glengarry Glen Glass.
That's a good movie.
It's probably
Blood
the best movie they've ever
closers.
All right, okay. I'm moving on to the next question. Count,
bye.
Get out of here.
Goodbye.
This question is from Lauren B. Arnie. Oh, this is for me. Arnie, if you could bring one fictional Earth character to Foon to help Usidor in his quest to defeat evil, who would you pick and why? Personally, I think Captain Planet and the Planeteers would fit his energy level quite well.
I'm intrigued to learn more of this ship's captain and his Planeteers. Are those like Buccaneers?
Unfortunately, I don't know all of the Earth's fictional characters.
What?
I know vaguely who Captain Planet is. He's like a green guy who flies around.
Oh no, he's green, Arnie? That explains the planet tears. He's so sad.
Yeah, it's not easy being green. But if I had to pick a fictional character, and this is actually one that both of you know about.
Okay.
Pippi Longstocking.
Oh, whoa.
Absolute maniac.
Oh, yeah, she's got
and
a
she'll
gun.
Bring a gun.
I've never wanted someone on my side so badly, simply because I don't want her on the opposing side.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what about, I want to say Tom. Is it Tom from Great Gatsby? Tom? Is there a Tom?
There's a Tom.
Yeah, maybe Tom.
Okay. I think there is a Tom, but I don't remember which one
is
Tom.
Is there a Tom?
There's a Tom.
I do know there is a Gatsby.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what
you're
I'm thinking
saying
of.
They could help defeat evil in some way?
Whoever has the snub-nosed motorboat.
Mm. Oh, that'd be great. Well, he is a great Gatsby, right? We don't want a regular Gatsby.
Yeah, a great one.
Yeah, because you're a great wizard, and you know, you should be paired with great people.
I never even thought of that. Yes, I do want a great Gatsby on my side.
Also, any of the characters from Pride and Prejudice or Sense and Sensibility, whichever one it was that we read. It's one of those two.
Arnie, you hate women authors.
God damn it, that's not true. All right, next question. This one is from Ambrosia. There have been many musical guests over the years. Have you guys ever considered making a specific collection of all the songs, i.e. Seasons Bleeding, Seven Dragons and a Baby, so that we can listen to them easier? Yeah, this one, we've considered it. It's a little complicated. Like, some of them we aren't sure about, like, if we should check in with the people who did them or not, but we can definitely look into maybe one month, one of our bonuses is just a collection of all the songs that have been on the show. Not all of them. I don't know. We'll think about it.
Arnie, I have some ideas. Either calling it Now That's What I Call Foon, or maybe Chunt Bops.
Chunt Bops, okay.
With a Z.
Interesting.
I think we did do an episode that was Chunt's album.
Oh, yeah. We did record it, but we never released it as far as I can tell. We did have some questions about that, I think, in this bag somewhere, but I didn't print it out.
Well, here's one from Marty Metloff, Yossi. Arnie, I know Chunt was your first friend in Foon. Along that line, my question is actually for Usidor.
Ooh,
who
what
was
a twist.
Who was your first friend when all them birds and wind and fire and frogs and such pulled you from Ephesius? Who was that relationship and got did it form? Huh. Sounds like Marty's been having a little double whiskey night. Are you still in touch? Thanks and don't die, especially Usidor, with the whole mortal thing. You're close to the edge, my friend. Fare thee well. Thanks, Marty.
Oh, well, when I was first brought into this world by a conspiracy of rain and wind and fire and birds and frogs and deer and bears that insisted there be a champion, the goddesses heard their call, and I did step forth into this world, fully formed as I am now. Naked as the day is long, and I found an elm staff, and I did form my magical staff, and I did conjure then mine own clothes. Then I walked down the street to the nearest tavern, and I stepped inside, and I looked around, and I met a fellow named Still.
Still?
And are you still friends?
I'm not still friends with Still. I'm not still friends with Still. Which one is it? Which one's right?
You tell us.
I'm asking you, friends with Still.
Still was a very upset, angry person who had a lot of issues, drank too much, and I tried to help them, but they
really
just
familiar.
They were very very insistent that what everything they said was right, and they, you know. Always going around proclaiming things and sort of just like making a bigger deal out of stuff than it really is. And just sort of this sort of loud, sort of boisterous thing. It was kind of a bit obnoxious, you know, and it it kind of wore on you after a while. It's first, maybe charming, maybe funny, but then it kind of gets old.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Still, you know, turned into a raven, six ravens actually, and flew into the moon.
Flew into the moon?
Arnie. Yes, into the moon, inside of the moon.
Huh.
Arnie, it sounds like when Eustace was formed, he walked into a tavern, saw a mirror, and didn't know what it was.
I think you're right.
Am I crazy?
Yeah, except for the last part, but nothing could explain the last part.
Eustace, is it possible that your elm staff is your first friend? I mean, a wizard's staff is pretty important.
It's very important. It channels your magical energies. Mm-hmm. It is your constant companion, unless you're traveling in a way that it'd be difficult to fit into a bag.
You take it everywhere you go, except for most live shows.
Right. Yeah. How can you fit that in a bag? Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
All shows are live. Here's a... okay, this is a letter from Mike. Window, aisle, or middle? Huh. Window, aisle? I guess maybe this is about vacations again. The Foonish Isles, Arnie, are just gorgeous. A lot of mountain ranges, a lot of buried treasure and quests. So I would say the Isles are probably the way to go.
And they say the Isles are the window to the soul?
Windows to the middle. Isles are the window to the middle.
Yes. Oh, if only we did Patreon exclusive t-shirts. The Isles are the window to the middle would be pretty good.
Oh, it'd be so fun to wear that and get my ass beat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Let me do the next one here. Citizen Rob writes, is it Eustace the Blue or Eustace the Boo, as in boo? Wait, let me try it. No. I forgot I said that. Just totally blank it out of your mind. I'm going to try it again.
Oh, should I actually erase Chet Nice Memory?
Yes. Okay.
What just happened?
Here's the next question. We're reading listener questions.
Oh, okay.
Citizen Rob wrote, is it Eustace the Blue or Eustace the Boo, as in boo?
Oh, look, a bag.
Okay. Sorry, Citizen Rob, I tried. I tried to sell as best I could.
Is this is Citizen Rob trying to scare me, or is Citizen Rob making a derogatory remark of boo? What type of boo is this?
Oh, that's a good question. I thought it was to scare you, but maybe it's to boo you, like to say you're doing a bad job.
Or maybe it's like Eustace the Bow, as in a significant other, or like
boo,
a
as in
bow
you're
and
my
arrow.
Boo. Yeah, or boo is also bow, I guess.
A lot of options, Eustace.
Well, it's blue.
Okay.
Next question. A pair of hands that are inordinate.
Wait, hold on. I got to say one more thing. Citizen Rob.
Dabba-dee, dabba-dee. Oh.
Citizen Rob, I tried committing to your question. You fucked me. I really thought it was going to work. You just fucked me, Citizen Rob. You set me up for failure.
Next question comes from a user called A Pair of Hands That Are Inordinately Clammy.
Go see a vet.
Whoa.
See,
Citizen Rob, that's how you do it.
In your travels across Foon, are there multiple places with a similar vibe to make out point, or is it specific to Hog's Face? Also, any chance you can score an interview with Dick Wizardry? Eustace, does the name Biscuit Meniscus ring a bell?
Biscuit Meniscus.
That was three entirely different questions.
That really was. Well, I think we can cover some of these quickly. I've never heard the term biscuit meniscus, and in fact, I'm having a hard time remembering it even as I say it.
What that is.
Yeah, that's very
weird.
And
it's disappearing off the page.
Places with a similar vibe to Makeout Point. Absolutely. Let's see. There's Necking Canyon. There's Third Base Mountain.
Love Third Base Mountain.
Buttfuck Chasm. What else? Okay. What are the big ones?
Fingaria.
Fuck, Usador. Fuck, Chunt. I need to write these down.
The Handjob Highway. What are the other ones? I'm missing a few. Nah, I can't remember.
Oh, Lick a Teton.
Any chance you can score an interview with Dick Wizardry?
We would love to get Dick Wizardry on the podcast, obviously, but
he is a murderer, but that's never stopped us before.
No, but honestly, it might be too big of a get. You know, yeah. I'd love to have Dick Wizardry. I'd love to have the goddesses on at some point. You know, that'd be a huge get. I'd love to have the King of the Southwest. But, you know, it's hard to get some of the bigger names in Foon. You know, you try.
Yeah. Wait, so is the King of the Southwest Bell Blaine Tomaroth?
Yes.
Gotta be him sometime.
Here's a letter from Tree. Will we hear Usador's canonical brother Craptor back on the pod?
Good question.
Hang on. There's erroneous information nestled and hidden within this question. First of all, Craptor is not my brother.
I thought Craptor was your brother.
Second of all, I am not related to Craptor in any way. Now, yes, dinosaurs is birds. And birds did call me forth into this world. But that does not mean I'm not related. Get out of here.
Brother!
Oh, that's Craptor.
I promise I'll never be back. But get out. I'm here.
Okay, I told you. Fuck off.
Still your brother.
Fucking prick.
Oh, I just heard that they're doing a whole season of Serial on Craptor. Wow. Is that good? Arnie, is that good?
It was, and I imagine it can be good again.
I guess the answer then to the question is yes. We just heard Craptor there. Definitely not my canonical brother, though. Not related.
All right, here's one from Sarah Goldsmith. Whatever happened to the Smorps?
Oh, they still live in the forest. They're still... Four Peaches High are still irritating as hell.
Yeah, Usador, you really hate the Smorps, if I remember. It's been a long time since we've talked about the Smorps.
Yes. Well, I mean, they're just, you know, little pricks. And, you know, honestly, the reason we haven't talked about them,
yeah,
I got a little tired of them.
Oh.
They jumped the shark a little bit, if I'm going to be perfectly honest.
Oh, really?
Arnie, are you familiar with that phrase?
Jumping the shark? What does that mean?
Well, here in Foon, if you decide to jump over a shark... Mm-hmm. It's referring to this famous time that the great knight Fonzarella decided to jump a shark and was eaten immediately.
Yeah, it was pretty devastating.
Yeah, so it's not advised to do something where you jump a shark. And so it's come to mean just sort of something that is, you know, kind of past their prime.
And Arnie, that's why we have metal armor now. See, his armor was made of leather. Looked amazing.
Oh, sure. But, which sharks love. Sharks love eating leather.
Oh, sure. What color was the leather?
Red. Was it red leather or yellow leather?
Red leather, yellow leather. All I know is his widow brews a proper cup of coffee in a copper coffee pot.
Oh, interesting. Any pets?
Any mumbling mice?
Smorps added a bunch of kids and got bored.
Sure, yeah.
Here's a letter from Kiva Matria.
Smorps added a bunch of kids and got bored.
Sure, yeah.
Here's a letter from Kiva Matria. Dear Arnie, Chunt, and Usador, what would be your thruple name or name if you all merged into the same being? Arnchusi? Uchisani? Also, I was wondering, have you heard any news of the Baron Ragoon? Warm wishes, Kiva.
Well, very quickly, we haven't seen the Baron in a while, but I keep hearing word that he's somewhere in Foon amassing an army. So I'm sure we'll have to deal with that someday.
Mm. Ooh, also, I may have pronounced that second thruple name wrong. Usachuni? Usachuni?
I kind of like Usachuni.
Usachuni. What would be our name if we all combined?
What about Charnador?
Ooh.
Or, oh wait, here it is. If we combined all three of us, we'd be Charna Halpern.
We'll keep spitballing.
Well, it's interesting because, Chunt, you... I have many names we could attempt to portmanteau together. And Arnie, of course, has his family name of Niekamp. Mm-hmm. But you don't have another name. You're Chunt.
Yeah, I'm just Chunt. I guess Choo Choo could be a thing.
Choo Choo, yes. Have you ever thought about taking a family name?
Take it from Arnie so he doesn't have any more? Or?
I mean, technically I did adopt you as a cousin, so you could be Chunt Niekamp.
Oh my goddesses, I'm Chunt Niekamp.
Or, you know what sounds great? Choo Choo Niekamp. That sounds like a baseball player.
Yeah.
Choo Choo Niekamp. Coming up to the home plate? Is that what it's called, Arnie?
Yeah, I think.
Coming up to the home plate, Choo Choo Niekamp.
No, I think it's pronounced home run in pizza.
Oh. Okay.
I have a question here from Jerome McCready. Arnie Chunt and Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves know him as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know him as Zonanenhugstanjis, and known in the northeast
as
Gasmanius Mesa. It's not spelled quite right.
Oh, that's how you say it. Gasmanius.
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 I'm a chemist in my world, and I was wondering if what you guys thought about atoms, like how they make up everything, and are the tiniest bits of matter besides electrons, quarks, and gluons.
That sounds made up.
Has Arnie explained that part of science to you? Best wishes, Usidor, forever.
I know an atom, and he does make up everything. I'll be like, where were you? And he's like, I grew wings and I flew over to the castle in the sky. And I'm like, And he's like, and then I won the lottery. And it's like, okay.
I know you don't like him, but I feel like that guy's got a positive charge.
Maybe.
I know an Adam who's an ant. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke.
What does he do?
Goody two shoes. No, Arnie hasn't explained this part of science to us.
I feel so young right now. No reason.
Do you know any atoms that the young people of Foon would be familiar with?
Let me think about it. Pull out a cigarette. Put on some sunglasses. Who are some atoms I know? Who are the kids talking about? Adam. Black Adam is a big one.
Sure.
Pretty popular. Big hit, I believe. Big hit.
Sure.
That might be it.
Sure.
Yep, that's it.
Adam Scott.
Adam
great,
Scott.
Great Scott.
So I think that's it. Okay. Sorry, Usidor, you were saying?
Oh, I was just going to mention that, you know, while Arnie hasn't explained this part of science to us, Hans Hoffman, science mothman, has tried to explain it. And to be perfectly honest, I don't get it. Things is made up of little things to make big things, but then I could just make a thing out of anything or out of nothing. So what the shit do I care what it's made out of?
Also, I will say, Jerome, I believe in science. I support science. I believe it is real and very, very important. But I have never heard of a gluon before, so I am not helpful.
I think it's that vajazzling thing you were talking about.
Yeah, gluon is what glue does.
You just glue it on?
Yeah,
just glue on.
Okay.
Here's a letter from Sarah Williams. Sarah says, it's spa day, baby. What are Foonish spas like?
Are you okay? Wait, hold on, Chen. Are you okay?
Oh, I was just reading it how it's written.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sounded like you're about to fall over. Are you getting dizzy?
Got a little lightheaded.
It's baby with six Ys.
I think the count drank some of my blood. What are Foonish spas like? On Earth, we do mud baths and hot stone massages and acupuncture. What services are available in Foon? Arnie, what's that word?
Acupuncture? I think it's where they put tiny needles and it. Maybe it does something, or maybe it's bullshit. I've heard both explanations.
All right, well, there's all sorts of spa treatments you can get here. If you're of the wealthier classes, of course, it's a very exclusive sort of thing to go into a hot steam room where steam is pouring out everywhere. And then, of course, you would go to the octopus. They would give eight people a massage at the same time. And then, of course, the chickens would run across your back, and then you would be drawn and quartered.
Oh, yeah. There's also different types of massages. You have your Swedish massage, putting sugar on your back.
Is that a sweet massage?
Yep, they put sugar on your back, pour some honey on top of that, and then sort of like try and work it into the skin and pores.
Do you have to request them to pour some honey on me?
Yeah, I guess so, unless, you know, maybe they're a little deaf, and then they might, you know, might have to write it down or something. What are the other types of massages? Well, you can go into a Russian bathhouse. That's where you try and, you know, take a bath as quickly as possible. Okay. Go.
You and then a naked man tries to kill you?
He'll try and beat you with palm fronds. You do have to fight him naked, for sure.
You can get a hot stone massage, just warm stones on your back. You can get a cold stone massage, but that's where they put you on a cold piece of marble, and then they take these two metal knife things, plates, and try to mix you up with all sorts of toppings.
Well, hold on. They don't try and mix you up. They're fold-ins.
They're fold-ins. You're right. I forgot the terminology. They are fold-ins.
Next question. This is actually a series of questions. One of the questions posted, a few other patrons wanted to respond to, so forgive me as I try to get through this quickly. First, Charles W. wrote, Arnie, are you getting adequate medical checkups in Foon? I recently had a colonoscopy, and it got me wondering if you are getting these necessary procedures to keep yourself healthy. What does healthcare even look like in Foon?
Arnie, we got to get you to the vet.
Yeah, you want to go to the vet with us?
No, you guys stop trying to get me neutered. But it is true. Like, I have not been keeping up with my health probably as well as I should, especially as I'm getting older. I mean, Usador did try to shrink himself down and check out my colon for a colonoscopy, but...
What an incredible journey!
Coming soon to Patreon. It is my sacred promise.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah, we thought we were going to do a whole new series called Usador's Magical School Horse, where he shrinks down kids and takes people inside Arnie's colon.
Oh, wait. Okay, yeah, I would have greenlit that. I thought he was saying Usador's magical school whores, and I was like, that seems inappropriate.
Everyone's got to learn, Arnie. Hey. Everyone's got to learn.
Whatever gets asses in the seats.
So anyway, Charles W. wrote that, and then Kathleen Sawiski responded, building off of Charles's question, with a decade having now passed, I've noticed my body aches a heck of a lot more, and I'm relying on Advil and Tylenol to get through the day. I can only imagine that Arnie needs something as well for his handsome older body.
Arnie, don't add words.
I swear. Look, here, I'm holding the paper up. It says handsome. It is in parentheses.
All right.
So, Arnie, what are you using to manage those daily aches and pains?
Arnie, are those two great wizards on Earth, Advil and Tylenol?
Yes.
Oh.
They are kind of the same wizard, but one will kill you under certain circumstances and the other will kill you under other circumstances. So you have to really know which one is which, although no one really does.
Oh, shit. It sounds like I need to do some research.
Maybe kill is exaggerated. No, you're just not supposed to mess with one under certain circumstances and the other under other circumstances.
Okay.
But I don't know what those circumstances are. I have freaked everybody out on Earth.
Yeah, no. It's just sort of the way, you know, Spintax is sort of mercurial, but you get Spintax together with, like, grapefruit, let's say, and suddenly he's going nuts, man.
Oh, I do see that someone responded to Kathleen's response to Charles W. This is from Nubrunas, responding to Kathleen. They say, this needs an answer because Arnie and me are in the same age range, and oh boy, is Father Time stepping on my balls.
Oh, no.
Oh. Is that Ken? Is that one of his other names?
Father Time? I don't know. Although, guys, maybe I shouldn't bring this up while we're recording, but my balls have been getting really flat. Like, really flat.
No. Okay. We showed you our buttholes. Let's take a look.
Okay. All right.
Whoa. Those are like coasters, buddy.
I know.
What is going on? Is someone stepping on your balls?
They also have little water rings on them.
Okay.
Like coasters.
Okay, Pancakes. We're going to just get you to the vet as soon as this episode's over.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Now, I have another smaller bag.
You have bag? Fine, pull it out. We'll take a look.
No.
Oh, whoop.
We have a whole other bag of the sort of more spoilery questions that I kind of wanted to wait until the end because, you know, a lot of people aren't necessarily caught up. But maybe we'll just have to do another Patreon episode where we just answer the spoilery questions.
Oh,
ooh,
oh,
that sounds good. Fun.
Although, oh, wait, I think there is one. Let's do one more regular question before we end the episode. Let's see here. This one is from Katrina, who writes, "Man, shut up."
Sorry, did someone tell me to shut up? I'm talking to my friends Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and a third guy.
How the hell did he get on there?
How did you get on Speechless? Although it would be good for you to shut up when you go on that.
Speechless? I thought I was on Smartless. Oh, brother.
Fuck.
Maybe that's why we're not getting asked, because we don't know what these shows are.
I blame Citizen Rob. Citizen Rob, you fucked me.
Now that's what I call content. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. This episode was produced by Matt Young. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. Special assistance by Ryan DiGiorgi. This episode was edited by Stefan Dranger. Logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. If you like this, you'll love the Magic Tavern Patreon. As a patron, you're entitled to some exciting exclusive content, including two new bonus episodes each month, a monthly newsletter from the hosts, the full back catalog of bonus content, and ad-free versions of the main show. Plus, additional benefits like access to the Magic Tavern Discord, including a quarterly meet and greet, and early access to live events. You get all of this for just $5 a month. So do your part by supporting this independently produced podcast. Learn more at patreon.com/magictavern.
That's it for now, Moondoggies. Bootleg Craig away!